You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fireworks may arguably be a strange occurrence in the history of Aotearoa. Since the introduction of colonial times and the traditions of Guy Fawkes, which has little to no relevancy at all for New Zealanders, the notion has become something of an explosive display in celebration on public holidays and in private use. But the dangers and risks to others are abundant, especially our pets. So the Auckland City Council is lobbying for a ban on private sales, in which a public consultation found 80% of the 8,000 submissions were in favour of this ban. So I spoke with students around campus about their thoughts on the private use of fireworks.
Personally, I don't think they should be banned. I think it's just personal use. All the stuff about the animals is definitely true, and I feel like people just have to be aware of the surroundings and potentially when they're doing them and what times of the day.
Fireworks, like at night, is like good unless you're sleeping, and then like it wakes you up instantly, you know?
Like, I do fireworks sometimes, occasionally, but I don't do it all the time.
I think it's like really stupid when people go to like primary schools and just set them off, and like it is disruptive to like in like suburban areas. Mm-hmm. But like if you're just doing it during Guy Fawkes, it's not really a problem.
I mean, in my opinion, I mean, they're all right as long as they're on their set regulated days. They have those, right? Their thing. Yeah, obviously New Year's, people should be able to set off their fireworks, obviously, to some degree.
Yeah, but people shouldn't be setting them off just willy-nilly?
No, definitely not. On an average day, we shouldn't be seeing fireworks going off.
Sweet. Yeah. Cool. I hear you set off fireworks quite regularly.
Oh, you know, it's a bit of a hobby, you know?
Oh, can I just say that it's cool as? There's the history behind it, but it's something fun for kids to look forward to, even though the history seems bad, but now it's like, I don't know, it's something that's been a part of, like, us as kids. So, like, yeah. It'll suck if they cancel it.
Very cool indeed. Now to hear from Auckland City Councillor Kathy Casey, who is petitioning for this vote. BFMer Isla Christensen spoke with Kathy about her stance on the ban.
Well, a year ago, Councillor Collins and myself brought a notice of motion to the council seeking the ban. My feeling was there was a mood for change. What the council said was, we will ask the people of Auckland what they think. And it so happened that during the year we were consulting over the public safety and nuisance bylaw. So we added in a question about the public, about the private sale and use of fireworks, and asked the people of Auckland whether they would support a ban. And we had 8,000 submissions, which was massive. That was massively more than the submissions we got for the public safety and nuisance bylaw, which was about 1,200. So we get 8,000 submissions on fireworks. They were all different, so there was no campaign or pro forma, so it was a genuine consultation. And 90% of those supported a ban. And the majority of people supported the ban, 68%, because of the harm to children and animals. Second up was noise. And third was people getting really fed up with fireworks going off all year. You know, it's no longer just the 5th of November thing. It's whenever somebody has a party. And so, I mean, what happened today then was that we reported back on the public consultation, and the councillors have agreed that with the public of Auckland that we should seek government legislation. So they are sending myself and Councillor Collins to Wellington to meet with the minister to see if we can get this legislation enacted.
Thank you for that. And you mentioned on there that you had a massive response and it was 89% in favour. What do you think made us have such a big turnout? What was it, do you think, that people wanted to get across?
Oh, look, I think what I don't understand is why New Zealand's always behind other countries. In Australia, every state, apart from two, has banned fireworks, the private sale and use of fireworks, since the 1980s. Like, just because of the harm done to animals and children. It's a no-brainer, really. And I think that we've caught up with the public mood, and the public mood has been made quite apparent today in the chamber to the councillors, and we're there to, you know, to work for the greater good. And there's no question that Auckland is growing. We built 10,000 more houses last year. And so what we need to do as a council is minimise risk. I mean, the whole Lyme scooter thing is a great example of that. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that the use made of our spaces, and at the moment, council can only legislate for our parks, and beaches under streetscapes. And we've already banned fireworks. That's already there. We can't legislate for private property, even though we receive the calls about them. So if you're annoyed by your neighbour, you phone the council. So we want to reduce our workload, but we also want to reduce the workload of the emergency services, who get thousands of call-outs over the year for fireworks gone awry.
Mm-hmm.
But on a personal level, though, what was quite apparent was one accident to a child is one accident too many. You know, if we can, we want people to enjoy fireworks safely. We will advocate for public displays. We're a council. We can help do that. And it's a bringing together of people to celebrate all our festivals. So that would be the new way. So first of all, step one, go to Wellington, speak to the minister, get the show on the road.
Mm-hmm. And so you make a really good point there about you're the ones getting the calls, but then you are not the ones making, I guess, the legislations. Do you think there needs to be a change in that process? You might have brought up a point there.
I think we already have extensive responsibilities. So the responsibility of the government is a private, you know, to legislate for private property. And it is contentious, of course it is. And I understand that Minister Parker may not, you know, receive us warmly, but our job is to advocate on behalf of the people of Auckland, and that's what we'll be doing. And not just to the minister, I intend to make sure that we go to local government in New Zealand, because I'm absolutely certain this is the mood of the country, not just Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe that's what the government needs to hear as well.
So do you think that you're going to them next week? Do you think the government will actually ban the use of the private fireworks?
Well, as I said, you know, we're way behind Australia, who banned them 30 years ago. It's too risky. There's too much risk. That's all. It's not just people. It's animals, horses, dogs. You know,
No, that's a very good point. It's horrible.
It's the safety of our citizens that's paramount. It's the Lime Scooter thing all over again. If you are going to use fireworks, they need to be done safely. The only safe use of fireworks if they're done by professionals. And that's, I think, what we're coming to, is that gone are the days where you could get the box out in your backyard. You know, there's too much risk now of injury. There's too much risk of distress to animals. There's too much risk of fire. And do we really need it? To celebrate what? Guy Fawkes? Who is Guy Fawkes? I asked in the chamber today if somebody could tell me when Guy Fawkes, when was the plot to blow up Parliament, and nobody knew. And that sums it up. It's not Guy Fawkes we're celebrating. It's just the use of fireworks. We would like to use fireworks, and that can be done. We can enjoy the spectacle of fireworks safely, from a distance, keeping everybody safe. And that includes our animals. And there are 102,000 dogs in Auckland.
Oh, wow. I did not know that statistic. But you bring up a great point, I think, there, Kathy, about it's not about celebrating the event, or I'm not even aware of it, but I know that it's fireworks around that time.
That's right. And what we're seeing is we've got diverse communities with really important cultural festivals. Well, why not celebrate all of them, but do in a way that's safe, that brings people together, creates communities. I mean, that's our job as a council, is to create resilient communities that are inclusive. What better way to do that than to encourage public fireworks display? But first, let's alienate the private use, because people are fed up.
Rewire.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. They shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.